Thank you for tuning in to Juno Afternoon. Our first guest on today's show is art therapist Doralyn Alper. Doralyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It is nice to have you here. Doralyn, will you please introduce yourself to the community? Let us, for those of you who don't know you, let us know what you do.
So I'm Doralyn Alper, and I'm an art therapist, and I've been one for about 20 years. And an art therapist is a counselor who uses art. And the use of images and the drawing help open conversations and get ideas flowing.
All right. And where is your practice located? Not that we can come see you right now, probably, but where do you usually meet with clients?
So my practice is located on the second floor of the Red Cycle Alaska building, and I have the suite that overlooks the channel in the back. So it's a really large and spacious office and great for kids, families, and adults.
All right. And you said 15 years you've been practicing here in Juneau?
No, I've only been practicing here in Juneau for 1 year, but I've been an art therapist for about 20 years.
All right. Describe for us, if you will, sort of maybe a regular scene. What's your age range of clients? And yeah, let's start there.
So I see people from age 2 all the way up. I love to see people as family groups, because I think that works best for counseling, but I will see individual people also. So any age is welcome, or all ages are welcome.
Got it. And they come see you in the big red building there, right by the water, above Cycle Alaska. And what might your most ordinary scene look like with a group?
Well, I guess ordinarily, usually people come in because their child is upset or misbehaving or having troubles and having difficulties. And I work together with the whole family to get some dialogue started to kind of figure out what is going on and then come up together with some solutions that can be done so that family life is a lot happier and the kids are happier.
All right. And you and I were talking before the show, and we thought that maybe you could lead me through a therapeutic task, one that maybe one of your clients might go through, and then maybe we can share some ideas for our listeners, things to do in these strange times, perhaps.
Yes, that would be great. So if you have a paper and pencil or paper and pen, we're going to do the first drawing task that I would do in getting to know somebody.
Oh, boy.
So I would say to you, imagine back when you saw a little person that was like 1 or 2 years old and you gave them a crayon in their hand, what would they do?
They would just start drawing.
They would usually scribble, wouldn't they?
Right.
Yeah. So I want you to make about a 3-second scribble on your piece of paper. Just as quick as you can, make a scribble.
All right. Scribbling, 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 and out.
Okay. So now you've got a scribble, and I want you to look at the scribble from different ways. So you might turn the paper around in different ways and look at it and see what you find in that scribble. What does a part of it look like to you, or what does the whole thing look like?
It looks like there's a sun in the middle, maybe. All right, and I'm rotating this around. It's on the back of page 2 of my outline for today's show, writing with my blue pen, my favorite blue pen. Let's see. Then maybe there's like some spaghetti on top of the sun.
Okay. So what I want you to do is use your pen or pencil or whatever you have there to add some more lines to that drawing to make it look like that sun and maybe that spaghetti or something that's going over in front of the sun. And then kind of narrate a little bit for us while you do that.
All right. I'm going to sort of go clockwise here around the sun, make it a little bit more sunny, sun-like. All right. Should probably add a little shading. Although, I don't know if you can see shading on the sun. All right. Sun looks a little kind of sort of more defined. Put some sun rays coming off the sun outside the spaghetti. Okay. We have sunny spaghetti happening. And let's see. Now I'm going to add a plate and put the sun and the spaghetti are now on top of a plate. Right there. Okay. Got the plate, the spaghetti, and the sun in one place. Oh, we definitely need some good bread to go with the spaghetti. Going to draw a little piece of bread over here. Love bread. All right. Let's put some butter on the bread, too. All right. Buttery bread, spaghetti, and the sun on a plate with sun rays coming outside the plate, sun, spaghetti, bread thing.
So what title would you give your drawing?
All right. Sunny spaghetti.
Sunny spaghetti.
Sunny spaghetti. Okay. Should I write that?
You should write that down.
Okay. All right. Sunny spaghetti.
Yeah. So is the spaghetti kind of on top of the sun?
It kind of is. Yeah, the sun's sort of shining through the spaghetti. Yeah.
Yeah. So what can we think about when we think about the sun? What are some symbols that kind of come to mind that it might mean or stand for, the sun or the sunshine?
Well, it's pretty easy to think about right now since it's sunny outside, but I think of warmth. I think of happiness. Being able to walk to work, ride your bike, go outside, clarity maybe, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you've got a little bit that's obscuring some of the sun or getting in the way of the sun.
The spaghetti and the bread are on top of the sun.
Yeah. So something's kind of blocking out a bit of the sun right now.
That's right. That's spaghetti.
Yeah. So if we symbolically think about it, we have the sunshine, this nice feeling, but something's blocking it a little bit or getting in the way right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like work. That's what's getting in the way, Doralyn. Work.
Yeah.
I'm at work. If I didn't have this spaghetti called work, I could be outside in the sun. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, it could be. Or we could even think about this time that we're in with the virus and the different restrictions we're facing right now.
Right, right.
And maybe there's some symbolism that kind of goes with that a little bit.
Yeah, I like it. So this is an example of a task that you might do with one of your clients. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What's this called?
And this is what's called a projective drawing, because we're projecting things onto something that was ambiguous, kind of like Rorschach ink blots that we think about or we've heard about in the past.
And if we go back to the beginning, it simply started with a scribble, right?
Yes, it simply started with a scribble.
All right. And then remind me what you asked me to do after the scribble.
After the scribble, I ask you to use a drawing pencil or pen or anything you wanted to add more lines and to make it into that picture.
That's right.
That came to mind at first when you saw the sun and the spaghetti over top of it.
All right. Is this something that maybe partners could do at home or a parent could do with a child?
Absolutely. And one of the really good things about it is it kind of brings what's inside of us out. And we might do a series of these drawings and then look for themes. What are the themes that we see? Kind of what maybe is being, what is our insides kind of telling us? What is our mind telling us a bit?
Okay. I like it. Do you have another example of something you might like to share with our listeners?
Mm-hmm. So another thing to do is sometimes people feel like they can't let go and scribble. They think, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. That seems really weird. So another thing that people can do is do dot drawings. And that's what I say, take about 25 dots and dot on your paper as fast as you can. Just put them anywhere. The dots with the pencil, the dot with the pen.
Oh, am I doing this again? All right, here we go.
No, you don't have to actually do this, but listeners could do it at home. And then what you do is you connect the dots in any way that you want to. And then when you look at that, it's you ask yourself, what does it remind you of or what does a part of this look like to you? And from there, you start to develop an image. And the image will always reflect kind of what's within ourselves because we can't not be ourselves. So that's a way.
All right. So far we have a projective, did you call it projective drawing was the first one, and then a dot drawing.
Yeah.
All right. What else might be a good activity?
And another thing we can do is a circle drawing. So you can trace around any kind of circle that you have at your house, maybe like that dinner plate or a cup or something like that. And then you can find yourself some colored pencils or some markers, and you can think about, how am I feeling right now? And then choose some colors that go with the feeling that you have, or maybe you have many feelings, and just start filling up that circle with color. And that allows us to really be kind of mindful. And research has shown that filling in a circle drawing helps us manage anxiety. It decreases our anxiety. So that's a really wonderful way in these rough times to kind of get our feelings out of it. And with all of these drawings, it's nice to write a title with them and then a little bit of reflection, kind of your thoughts about it. And then we can even take it a little further and say, what symbolism do we see? What could this stand for? What is the bigger thing it can stand for in my life?
Yeah, I mean, at its very simplest, it seems like a vehicle for conversation between a couple people, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you and do this, are you doing teletherapy right now?
Oh, yes, we do teletherapy, as well as we can practice in the office what we call social distancing, because I have a very large office that's about 20 feet. So I can sit on one side, a person can sit on the other. Again, if you're not in quarantine or have other things going on, and we can have a session. But yes, I do sessions by FaceTime and also by doxy.me, which is my telehealth platform.
Got it. I know we're just sort of getting into this, but are you seeing any new trends or any new challenges that people are facing as we go down the road of all this COVID-19 related stuff?
Well, I've seen people more retreating to their homes and retreating more from having interactions with others. And I think that's going to be problematic in the long run, because we are social creatures and we do need interaction with people, people to bounce ideas off of, making sure we're getting out in nature, making sure that we're doing things that are good and healthy for ourselves.
Got it. Got it. This has been really helpful, Doralyn Alper. I appreciate your time. What is the best way that we can find you online?
Well, you can go to www.alaskaarttherapyandcounseling.com. And I have a website there. Or you can go on Psychology Today and search for Art Therapist in Juneau.
All right.
And find my website and my posting that way also.
So that's alaskaarttherapyandcounseling.com. And you're in the Cycle Alaska, or the Big Red Building sort of near downtown here. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Before we let you go, so I'm going to post Sunny Spaghetti, this piece that you guided me through, on our website at ktoo.org/JuneAfternoon. Thank you for that. But before we go, do you have any other positive health tips for us in these strange times? Any thoughts to leave us with?
Yes, I'd say do plenty of movement. And that movement can be things like turning on a radio in your house and dancing to that, or doing some yoga and getting outside as much as you can in nature. Doing your cell phone photography is a great way to practice mindfulness, to noticing things and maybe seeing all that little spring growth that's coming out. And also, Juneau has lots and lots of rocks. Think about getting some rocks and writing some words, or making a drawing on rocks and placing them out in nature. And if you see someone else's rock, you can take a cell phone picture of that as a little bit of a reminder. So I say get outside, move around, make art.
This sounds fun. I think you said do some dancing inside. And if you're around tomorrow, Doralyn, actually here on Juneau Afternoon, we're going to be doing belly dancing. The Daughters of the New Moon is going to come on the show and guide us through some belly dancing moves that we can do at home.
That sounds really exciting.
And if people want to re-listen to this interview, as always, you can go to ktoo.org/JuneAfternoon. I'll put links to Doralyn's website and more. Doralyn, thank you so much for coming on the show, and stay well.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I pulled to the edge of the road. I got out and I walked hundreds of miles from a stoplight and rolling north.